From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues this series of studies in the book of Judges, Dr. Cairns commences a message entitled, Institution of Revival. The opening verses of chapter 6 reveal the necessary steps to deliverance and true revival. In response to the cries of Israel, God first sent a prophet to call them back to himself. As Dr. Cairns has pointed out, the ordained signs of revival are heartfelt prayer and the preaching of God's word. It was following the powerful preaching that God sent the blessing. But, as we'll see from verses 11 through 35 of the chapter, revival usually begins with one believer, or sometimes a small group, who spend extended and earnest time in personal communion with God. In this case, it was Gideon. As Dr. Cairns will emphasize, there is no substitute in the Christian life for private, serious time with the Lord. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook by the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Today's devotional is entitled, Regulated Chastisement. The text is Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 11. I will correct thee in measure. To be left uncorrected would be a fatal sign. It would prove that the Lord has said, He is given unto idols. Let him alone. God grant that such may never be our portion. Uninterrupted prosperity is a thing to cause fear and trembling. As many as God tenderly loves, he rebukes and chastens. Those for whom he has no esteem, he allows to fatten themselves without fear, like bullocks for the slaughter. It is in love that our Heavenly Father uses the rod upon his children. Yet see, the correction is in measure. He gives us love without measure, but chastisement in measure. As under the old law, no Israelite could receive more than the 40 stripes save one, which ensured careful counting and limited suffering, so is it with each afflicted member of the household of faith. Every stroke is counted. It is the measure of wisdom, the measure of sympathy, the measure of love by which our chastisement is regulated. Far be it from us to rebel against appointments so divine. Lord, if thou standest by to measure the bitter drops into my cup, it is for me cheerfully to take that cup from thy hand and drink according to thy directions, saying, Thy will be done.
Thank you.
As you hear in the introduction to these broadcasts, Let the Bible Speak seeks to present Christ in all His fullness. Are you seeking to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to some loved one, some neighbor, or someone with whom you work? We're pleased to offer you a booklet by Dr. Alan Cairns that is an excellent evangelistic tool. It's entitled, The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final. In this little book, Dr. Cairns finds a balance between those who admire the message but keep it to themselves, and those who, in their haste to present the gospel, do not take time to examine its true content, and therefore never really present it in its beauty and fullness. Dr. Cairns understands the gospel, as it is presented by Christ, to be the fullness of God, and he presents it freely to all who will believe. Furthermore, he explains that the salvation declared in the gospel, once received and experienced, is final. The believer is kept by the power of God, and nothing can separate him from the love of God. For a free copy of The Gospel of Salvation, just contact us. You may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may email your request to ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Ask for The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final by Alan Cairns.
Now we're going to read this passage in Judges chapter 6 from verse 11. There came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah that pertained to Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. And he said unto him, If now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. Depart not hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee, and bring forth my present, and set it before thee. And he said, I will tarry until thou come again. And Gideon went in and made ready a kid and unleavened cakes of an ephah of flour. The flesh he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot and brought it out unto him under the oak and presented it. And the angel of God said unto him, Take the flesh and the unleavened cakes and lay them upon this rock and pour out the broth. And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes. And there rose up fire out of the rock and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, Alas, O Lord God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. And the Lord said unto him, Peace be unto thee. Fear not, thou shalt not die. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord, and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, Take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the grove that is by it, and build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock, in the ordered place, and take the second bullock, and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove which thou shalt cut down. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants, and did as the Lord had said unto him. And so it was, because he feared his father's household and the men of the city, that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night. And when the men of the city arose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was cast down, and the grove was cut down that was by it, and the second bullock was offered upon the altar that was built. And they said one to another, Who hath done this thing? And when they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon the son of Joash hath done this thing. Then the men of the city said unto Joash, Bring out thy son that he may die, because he hath cast down the altar of Baal, and hath cut down the grove that was by it. And Joash said unto all that stood against him, Will ye plead for Baal? Will ye save him? He that will plead for him, let him be put to death whilst it is yet morning. If he be a god, let him plead for himself, because one hath cast down his altar. Therefore on that day he called him Jerubbaal, saying, Let Baal plead against him, because he hath thrown down his altar. Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east were gathered together and went over and pitched in the valley of Jezreel. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Abiezer was gathered after him. And he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, who also was gathered after him. And he sent messengers unto Asher, and unto Zebulun, and unto Naphtali. And they came up to meet him. Amen. The Lord will add his blessing to the reading of his own precious word for his own name's sake. Let's all take a moment to seek the Lord's face in prayer. Our eternal God and our Father in heaven, we thank Thee for this opportunity to open the Word of God, to spend time to hear what God the Lord would say. We pray for a word in season, a word from heaven, a word for saints and sinners, a word that will quicken and revive Thy church. Most of all, a word that in doing all these things will bring honor to Thy dear Son. We thank Thee for what we have already heard of the Lord Jesus. We thank Thee, O God, that this is a cause to wonder. We thank Thee that God has given us as our Savior His incarnate Son. We thank Thee that He who walked as a man was the God of all creation. We thank Thee that He who died and shed His precious blood was God manifested in the flesh. We stand amazed in all truth in the presence of such a Savior. Lord, we want to glorify Him. We want, O Lord, to live for Him. We pray that Thy Word, by the power of Thy Spirit, this evening will be used to this great end, that we may live for Christ and bring much honor to Him who is worthy. We pray in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. In looking at this sixth chapter of Judges, we have, first of all, drawn a contrast between the singing of chapter 5, when the people of God were in blessing and in revival, and the sighing and crying at the beginning of chapter 6, when the people of God were blighted by apostasy, by departure from the truth, by sin and worldliness. When Israel cried, God answered. We noted that in God's answer, you have one of the great biblical pictures of revival. You will find that God gave, first of all, the signs of revival, and the sign of a coming revival was when God sent a prophet. He did not first send miracles, but the ordained signs were first a faithful preaching of the Word, and then the opening of heaven. Those are always God's signs of blessing. Then we took time to look at how the Lord called Gideon. We have read that passage again this evening, how that under the oak tree in Ophrah of the Abiezrites, the Lord spoke to this insignificant child of the tribe of Manasseh, called him to be a mighty man of God, commissioned him to go forth in this his might to deliver Israel, gave him a tremendous confirmation in the verses we have read from 15 through to 24, when the fire of the Lord fell and the altar was built upon the rock. God calling the instrument in revival. We can take great comfort from that when the Lord purposes to bless His church, He can take the most unlikely case. He can take the weak and useless instruments. The one who could cry, shall I see of Israel? My family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in all this poor family. Yet the Lord can take that weak, insignificant instrument, fill him with the power of God, clothe him with the authority of God, give him the assurance of God, and use him as the instrument of God. He did that with Gideon. Now we come to the passage starting at verse 25. The actual institution of revival, God's ordained start of this great work of revival. It is interesting to notice that revival started here in a very private and in a very personal interview between God and one man. I have no doubt there have been times in the history of the church when suddenly the Spirit of God has come, as on the day of Pentecost, and there seemed to be, just out of nowhere, a mighty widespread effusion of the Spirit of God. But I think on most occasions you will find that behind the great widespread public demonstration of the Holy Ghost, there is a time when one man or when one small group of men have got alone with God, when there has been, as it were, an interview of which the world knows nothing, there has been a mighty transaction of which the world has stood in ignorance. It appears indeed sometimes at the very inception of this that there is something going on between God and His chosen servant or servants that even takes the devil by surprise. I don't see anything here of satanic intrusion. It appears to me that even the devil thought that Gideon was too insignificant for God to use. And as the Lord came along and personally dealt with Gideon, He started a work of revival that was to sweep the nation. There is no substitute in the Christian life for the private place of communion with God. The Church of Christ always goes forward when her work commences in the place of private prayer. That's why, with all the hoopla that we have in modern Christendom, with all the millions of dollars that are being spent in publicity and promotion and all the rest of it, all you have is the empty shell of a defunct religion. In our churches today, the prayer meeting is a joke, without anything to laugh at. In our churches today, we have preachers who want blessing without travailing. We have churches who want the great exhibition of God in the midst without that time of secret dealing with their God. It can't be. When Zion travails, then she brings forth her children. But a church that can't travail is a church that can never be blessed. Gideon had this private, secret, prolonged meeting with his God. A time, if you will watch it carefully, when he came to know the cross. A time when he came to enter into the meaning of the sacrifice. A time when he came to understand the fire. A time when God began to bless by showing him Christ, and only then was he fit to be a servant.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, We invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.